Well, how's that working out for you? We've all heard it, haven't we? Maybe we've even said it. I have. It's when things are not going too well. You've tried a certain thing or gone a certain way, and you just knew that was right, and or it was what you wanted to do, and it just wasn't working out. And they'd say, "How's that working out for you?" A lot of times people are on the right track. They're just having difficulty, and we shouldn't discourage them that way. Somebody might have been able to discourage Joseph and Mary as they came into Bethlehem after that long journey from their hometown of Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary, I'm sure, was riding on a donkey, Joseph walking alongside. It was an arduous journey. It says in the Bible that Mary was great with child in this time, and they had to make this journey because, well, they were under tyranny and they had to be taxed, and there'd been all that talk back there in Bethlehem, and it says she was great with child, and so that means that she had a very, very uncomfortable, even painful journey. And now they arrive in Bethlehem. And when they get to Bethlehem, there's no room in the inn. There are all kinds of strange people there. They're tired. They're quartered in a stable. And all they needed was somebody just to say, "Well, how's that working out for you?" But they knew they were doing the will of God and that God somehow would bring them through. It's like we have to do a lot of times when we know we are doing God's will. And there are difficulties along the way and bumps in the road. And sometimes somebody comes along and says, "Well, how's that working out for you?" Well, it's working out fine if it's God's will. And it was working out fine for them, too. Read about it in Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." I hope we don't let difficulties discourage us and get us down. Nothing in life worth doing is ever easy. I've just found that to be so. But God has great grace, and we have to have faith in God that we are following His will and doing what He wants. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for Joseph and Mary, faithful ones, ones who carried Jesus. I thank you for your grace in their life and your strength that was in them, that they persevered through everything that they had to go through. Let them be an example for me, O Lord. Let me strive to do your will no matter what the difficulty, and to live according to your word no matter what outside pressures are upon me. And if somebody should come along and say, "Well, how's that working out for me?" It's doing just fine because I know Jesus and I have the joy of the Lord in my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.